With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Central Texas, the latest part of the country to be slammed by powerful storms, torrential rains, hail, and a suspected tornado causing property damage. While in Greenfield, Iowa, there's a lot of debris to be cleared away following this week's severe weather that left at least five people dead. Crews continue combing through mountains of debris. And today, there's a threat of bad weather across a vast area stretching from Texas all the way to New England. High winds collapsed a stage during a political rally near Monterrey, Mexico last evening. At least nine fatalities, more than 60 people were hurt. Also at SRNnews.com, former Donald Trump challenger Nikki Haley, who will you vote for?
Haley dropped out of the GOP presidential race 2 months ago. She and Trump had been sharply critical of each other. But speaking at the Hudson Institute, Haley said,
I will be voting for Trump.
Haley says Trump has not been perfect on many issues.
But Biden has been a catastrophe.
Even though she's been out of the race for months, Nikki Haley is still getting support in Republican primaries.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me and not assume that they're just going to be with him. And I genuinely hope he does that.
Haley earned more than 21% of the vote in Maryland's presidential primary last week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The big holiday getaway is underway. AAA figures 44 million Americans will travel over the long Memorial Day weekend. The FAA says today will be an especially busy day for air travel. 54,000 flights expected to take to the air. Look for the roads to be crowded this afternoon and this evening as people head out, and then again on Monday afternoon and evening as they head back home. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher. NASDAQ futures up 164 points. Dow futures ahead 41. This is SRN News. Joe Biden has a problem with people of faith.
Real Clear Politics says its polling indicates that the president will get very few votes from religious Americans in November. Evangelical Christians are strong supporters of former President Trump, but other people of faith are also rejecting Mr. Biden. Real Clear Politics says, quote, it's the starkest divide in the electorate, and one that political journalists rarely mention, perhaps because, as a profession, journalists are more removed from religion than the average American. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican is again seeking to appease communist China, leading Catholic officials promising the church will pose no threat to Beijing's sovereignty. There are also publicly stating that Western missionaries made errors in past centuries in their zeal to convert the Chinese. Relations have long been stymied over China's insistence on its exclusive right to name bishops as a matter of national sovereignty. This is SRN News. Turns out there is something new under the sun.
New research indicates the sun's magnetic field originates much closer to the surface than previously thought. The new finding could help predict periods of extreme solar storms like the one that slammed Earth earlier this month. An international team reported Wednesday the magnetic field appears to generate 20,000 miles beneath the sun's surface. They came up with the figure by crunching data with a NASA supercomputer. The sun's intense magnetic energy is the source of solar flares and coronal mass ejections. When directed toward Earth, they can create auroras but also disrupt power. Keith Peters reporting.
NVIDIA overshot Wall Street's estimates as its quarterly profits skyrocketed, bolstered by the chip-making dominance that has made the company an icon of the AI boom. Net income rose more than sevenfold compared with a year earlier, jumping to almost $15 billion in the first quarter. More details, SRNnews.com.